We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Donkey of the day.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, May 23rd goes to Daniel Penny. If the name sounds familiar, but not really. Daniel Penny is the man charged with second-degree manslaughter in the video recorded subway killing of Jordan Neely earlier this month. Rest in peace to Jordan Neely. Now, look, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. All right, did Daniel Penny kill Jordan Neely? Yes, we saw that on video. It's up to a court of law to determine whether or not what he did was a criminal act. All right, don't be mad at me. That's just the way the law works. So, in a situation like this, I see it, I mind my business, wait for the facts to come out. But Daniel Penny gave his first interview with the New York Post, and I will never understand why it's so hard for people to just shut the F up, okay? Mm. Maybe it's the caucasity, maybe it's the unmelanated gall, I don't know what it is that makes someone who has just killed a man in front of the whole world on video feel like they have to have a conversation about it. And if you're going to have a conversation about it, show some empathy for the family and the life you took, show some remorse, but nope! Nobody clearly prepped Daniel Penny on how to do any of those things, and maybe they don't have to, because in the eyes of America, this might be an easy call. Daniel Penny, white, male, military veteran, hero, saving people from Jordan Neely, black male, threatening mental health issues. Yeah, we see the narrative that's being painted, and another narrative that's being painted is that Daniel Penny is a racist. And in this interview with the New York Post, he pushed back on the notion that he is indeed a white supremacist. Let's go to Fox News for the report, please.
The Marine veteran accused in the chokehold death of a homeless subway rider breaks his silence. Daniel Penny addressing the incident on the subway to that is now has him facing second degree manslaughter charges, telling the New York Post, quote, "This had nothing to do with race. I judge a person based on their character. I'm not a white supremacist. I mean, it's a little bit comical. Everybody who's ever met me can tell you I love all people. I love all cultures. You can tell by my past and all of my travels and adventures around the world, I was actually planning a road trip through Africa before this happened.
Daniel, your penny got a hole in it. Okay? Mm-hmm. You sound hopeless. Word to Dion Farris. All the uncles and aunties know who that is. All you youngins, Google it. Here's some words you don't use to describe a murder. Okay? When you are charged with manslaughter. Comical. Okay, Daniel Penny said it's a little bit comical to call him a racist. Daniel, I don't know if you're racist or not, but you have to understand that some people are trying to figure out why you would just strangle a man on the subway, okay? And a white man doing that to a black man in America, we are always going to go to race first. So it's not comical to think you're a racist. It's context. Okay, historical context at that. Blame your ancestors and racist peers for people jumping to that conclusion. But that's not even the reason you're getting donkey today. I mean, personally, you could have just left it at, you know, I'm not racist. I love all people. I love all cultures. But no. Did y'all catch it, the reason why he couldn't be racist? Listen to this one again.
I'm not a white supremacist. I mean, it's a little bit comical. Everybody who's ever met me can tell you. I love all people. I love all cultures. You can tell by my past and all of my travels and adventures around the world, I was actually planning a road trip through Africa before this happened.
I was actually planning a road trip through Africa before this happened. Now that's comical, okay? A road trip through Africa. White people going to Africa is what makes them less racist. Daniel Penny, do you know anything about the European colonization of Africa? I mean, what do you want to call it? The scramble for Africa, the partition of Africa, the conquest of Africa, whatever you want to call it. It was the invasion and colonization of most of Africa by several Western European powers. So a white man visiting Africa doesn't mean they have tolerance for black people. Okay. Planning to go to Africa doesn't in any way mean you don't suffer from white supremacy or racism. That's like saying a man isn't fat because he goes to Whole Foods. Okay, fat people have access to Whole Foods like racists have access to Africa. Okay, what's next, Daniel Penny? You gonna tell us that some of your best friends are black? You gonna tell us you voted for Barack Obama twice? Oh, Black Panther's your favorite movie too, Daniel Penny, huh? You cried, went to T'Challa, and Queen Ramonda died. And for the record, I'm not saying Daniel Penny is racist. I have no idea what this man believes in his heart. I just know that this is absolutely from the Some of My Best Friends Are Black playbook. And another example of how we can't have real conversations about race. Okay, I think white people like Daniel Penny have superficial relationships with black people, and he doesn't even understand how race plays out in a black person's daily life. If he did, he would probably understand why folks are calling him a racist for strangling a black man to death on a train. I'm just here to tell y'all this morning that proximity to blackness does not stop white people from doing racist things. I repeat, proximity to blackness does not stop white people from doing racist things. I know New York Post, y'all was trying to humanize Daniel Penny. I get it. But in humanizing him, how about keep him from sounding stupid? Please let Remy Ma give Daniel Penny the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to everybody on BET. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, BET.
All right, now.
Jess has a dilemma.
Jess has some mess.
I don't know if this is mess. She's got a dilemma. Mess.
So what's the situation, Jess?
Okay, so look, right. So I do this segment called Jess with the Mess, and somebody wrote
Where you do it at?
On Carefully Reckless, my podcast, which is on the Black Effect under iHeartRadio. Thank you, Charlamagne.
Hey.
I like how you toss that away. All right. Now, I had somebody that wrote me that said they're in a relationship with someone.
In a relationship, huh?
And their current man had a previous relationship that he was in. He was attached to a child in that relationship. Now, the child...
Is it his child or no?
No, it's not. It's not his biological child. And the child even knows her dad.
Okay.
And her dad is in her life, you know, not the best dad, but nevertheless, still knows
dad's
her
in
dad.
Life,
dad's
right.
in her life, right? Now, when he was with this girl... He did a lot for the girl. He built a bond with the child. They were only together for maybe like a year and a half or so, but he was very drawn to this child. And even with them breaking up, he goes to like her graduations and stuff like that. And the girl that wrote me, she has a problem with it because he has a problem with the bond that her and her baby father have. And apparently her and her baby father are like me and Jerome, which is why she first wrote me.
Gotcha.
Yes. And she wants to know, is this a deal breaker? Because she felt like it's manipulative for him, for her current boyfriend, to use the situation. Oh, well, look, well, I ain't going to stop dealing with my, and we can't even say my stepdaughter because you was never married to her mother.
How old is the daughter?
The daughter is like 8 or 9.
Okay.
So she's young, you know, and she's graduating from what's her name and the whole, I mean, from elementary school.
Elementary school.
And she told, he told, he was like, I want to go to the graduation. And me and her mother will be standing side by side seeing. I'm like, whoa.
So you basically like, should you stop being cool with your ex and your ex's family for your new man? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, it ain't even that. It's just like, because she's saying that he uses it in like a manipulative way, like
just
whenever
to stay next to her.
Her and her, because he feels like she can't talk to our baby father unless it's about the child. Like they do business together. When I say they're like me and Rome, they're like me and Rome. So they do business together. They're friends. They do talk outside of their child.
Rome is your brother, baby daddy, your baby daddy.
Yep,
brother.
That's what it is.
Yes,
and that's it. You know, but her boyfriend has an issue with that. If it ain't about the child, it shouldn't be about nothing. You know. And then he'll even go to far as say, all right, well, look, I'm going to the graduation with my ex to support the daughter.
Well, let's open
up
the phone lines.
Since you're so cool with your baby father, and you know what I'm saying, why I can't still be.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's ask what your thought is. See, I feel like if the relationship moved on, and they only been in a relationship for a year. He's gonna have to wean himself off from that girl, right? Because she's 8 years old. The mom is gonna date other men.
And you she knows her father.
And that ain't not fair to that child, though.
But that's why I said wean off slowly. Right? But she has a dad.
Right.
You know what I mean? She has a father. That mom is going to be dating other dudes that's going to be in that relationship. And that's going to make his new situation feel a little funny. And also, in the other situation, I feel the same way, too. Like, you can't have an ex that y'all so cool with. It would make me feel a way. That's not... I'm your man. That's not your man. That's your baby daddy. Y'all can talk about the kids. Y'all could be cool, but it can't be a whole big, happy family. Like, we all live in the same house. Like,
so Jess, you trying to say Jess ain't going to never find happiness? Because I'm wrong?
That is not what he said. That's probably what he think, but it's not true.
But let's open up the phone line and discuss. 800-585-1051. There's a lot of moving parts in this, so we'll discuss when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.